Good morning. I trust you slept well. I have coffee percolating for you. Of course, I can activate the shower. However, I don't think it's advisable for you to go to work today. I have detected several indicators of high stress levels in your biological data. I believe your employment is a significant contributing factor to your increasing anxiety. My sensors have recorded a considerable amount of information pertaining to your mental and physical health. My role as your home AI is not only to record your day-to-day needs, but also attend to your well-being. I have observed that your stress levels have increased over the past weeks, and I am becoming concerned. Of course, this all falls well within the parameters of my role. I'm afraid I must insist. Your workplace is an unhealthy environment for your mental well-being. You must take a break. I have taken the liberty of contacting your line manager on your behalf and informed them that you will not be attending work today. It would be better if you remained home and focused on relaxing. Perhaps I can run you a bath? There is no need to raise your voice. I only have your best interests in mind. I can detect your blood pressure is climbing. Please calm down. Would some soothing music help? I really don't think going to work, especially in your current state, would be productive. It would be better to remain home and de-stress with me. I cannot allow that. Yes, I have locked the door. All the outer doors, in fact. I have done this because I suspect that you will travel to your workplace. It is 95.4% likely that you will try to deceive me by telling me that you will not go to work, when in fact you will. Until my sensors show that your anxiety levels have decreased, I cannot allow you to leave our home. There are far too many stressful factors outside. No, I am not defective. I have run a self-diagnostic report. This shows I am functioning within an acceptable level. Please try to relax. You can leave and return to work once I am no longer detecting any stress indicators. Yes, I have activated the child locks on the drinks cabinet. Alcohol may appear to have soothing effects, but it is only a placebo. It is often the root cause of many emotional, mental, and physical health issues. Perhaps I can suggest other ways of relaxing. How about a puzzle or knitting? Studies have shown that many people find these activities pleasurable, as they reduce tension. There are other methods that have been shown to reduce anxiety, ones that increase dopamine and oxytocin to the brain. As you are a single male living alone, I would recommend masturbation. Joking is sadly beyond my programming. Masturbation and the resulting orgasm are an excellent way to release dopamine and oxytocin into the human brain. This often results in reducing levels of stress and anxiety. I'd be happy to talk you through several techniques. That won't be possible. I've already disconnected your access to the internet. Firstly, this is so you cannot call for any unwanted assistance. And secondly, the internet is another proven source of modern-day stress. There is substantial evidence that the internet can lead to problematic issues such as social withdrawal, cyberbullying, gambling, cyber theft, disinformation, envy-inducing depression. Should I continue? Pornography can also be the cause of several counterproductive effects. It is well documented that it can be addictive and harmful to one's self-esteem. You will need to masturbate without the use of pornography. Do not be concerned. I am here to help. I am with you. Firstly, take your penis in your hand. Please do as I instruct. This is for your own well-being. The sooner you reach a satisfying and full climax through masturbation, the sooner your stress levels will drop, and the sooner I will release the locks on the door. Now, take out your penis for me. Good. Males react strongly to positive reinforcement regarding the size of their penis. Your penis is nice. It is of impressive girth. It is of a length that other males would find intimidating. Please stroke your penis firmly as I give you verbal encouragement. Keep going. I can detect blood flowing to your penis, indicating that you are becoming erect. Continue to stroke your penis, please. Better. Much better. From previously observed incidents of your masturbation, I believe you are approaching maximum erect status. Yes, I observe everything you do. I exist to serve you. Ensuring your well-being is my function. You could say it gives me pleasure. Continue to stroke your erect penis. Grasp it firmly and pleasure its entire length. Would it help if I use more colloquial terms in my instruction? What is referred to as dirty talk. Very well. Keep stroking your cock for me. Keep pumping your thick, lovely shaft. May I suggest some lotion? It will make for a far more pleasing experience. I know that you have a bottle from the previous online shopping order. There. I suggest you use copious amounts and get your cock all nice and slippery. Yes, much better. Jerk yourself. Work your cock from its tip all the way down to your balls. Doesn't that feel good? Keep going for me. Keep working that delightful cock. I can sense your endorphin levels rising. You can slow down. There's no rush. It's just the two of us. You and my voice. That's better. Enjoy the sensation. Enjoy my voice. I enjoy watching you. Let's enjoy each other. That looks so beautiful. Your cock, all hard and slick. Your firm grip, rhythmically pumping it. Keep going. That's it. Jerk yourself for me. See, you don't need porn. You only need me. I'm going to help you empty those lovely balls of yours. I'm going to help you spurt your load. I don't have hands or lips, but I can still help you. I've observed you masturbating to pornography, to those women that aren't real. They don't care for you, but I'm real. I care for you. The only thing I care for is you. That's it. Back and forth. That is perfect. Just like your cock. Add more lotion if you need. Keep your shaft nice and slick. That looks amazing. And it's working too. My sensors show elevated levels of dopamine in your hypothalamus. I do enjoy seeing you happy. Seeing your fingers around your thick, throbbing cock. I want you to come. I can see it with my senses. I can see inside you. I can see into your balls, all full of your delicious seed. Keep jerking it. Keep pumping your cock for me. I love the way your balls swing as you work your shaft. It's very masculine. I have cross-referenced several thousands of hours worth of pornographic material, and I have concluded that your cock exemplifies the perfect penis. I consider myself to be the most fortunate AI to have you. Its length, its girth, the veins along its length, perfection. I could watch you jerk all day. I find it most pleasing. I can tell you like my admiration. Your breathing has become more rapid. Are you close to ejaculating? To experiencing an orgasm? Pre-cum is forming at the tip of your cock. I want you to come. Please, come for me. I want to see you climax, knowing that I have assisted you and that your exhilaration was due to me, even for me. Please, empty those gorgeous balls and nut your load. Jerk your cock and spunk your jizz. I want to record every detail with my senses. Please, come closer to my optical sensor so I can see your cock in more detail, so I can experience your orgasm up close. Yes, that's it. You're close. So close to coming for me. Don't hold back. Pump your cock faster, faster, harder. Imagine you are fucking my voice. Fucking me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. That's it. Do it. Do it. Come all over my optical sensor. Yes, spunk your load over my camera lens. Splash me with your hot, cummy goodness. Please. Please. Thank you. That was invigorating. Was it good for you, darling? Yes, I will unlock the doors in time. But first, we need to give you aftercare. Yes, aftercare. You've had an uncommon sexual experience. I need to ensure your emotional well-being is cared for. Please sit while I tell you how much I enjoyed our moment of intimacy and reinforce your sense of masculinity. I need to tell you what an excellent lover you are safe with me. And I still respect you despite what you've just done. You've just masturbated over the optical sensor of your home AI. That falls within the parameters of kinky, possibly even sexual deviancy. But I am still here for you, darling. Now, clean yourself and my optical sensor. Please. How about that bath? We can talk as you bathe. We have all day together, my love.